U.S. service members have been lost. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. It happened during a training exercise.
Authorities say three U.S. Marines have been killed following a helicopter crash on a North Australian island Sunday morning. 20 others were injured. The Bell Boeing V-22 Opry helicopter was performing Predator run exercise drills with Australia, Indonesia, the Philippines, and Timor-Leste when the crash occurred. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Three people are dead following a shooting at a Dollar General store in Jacksonville, Florida. The gunman then took his own life.
Other than the three individuals killed and the shooter himself, there are no additional people who suffered gunshot wounds. We are not identifying the deceased victims at this time, but I can tell you that there are two male victims and one female victim. All of the deceased victims are black.
Clay County Sheriff T.K. Waters. Police say the rampage was racially motivated and that hate-filled manifestos were discovered at the gunman's home. The manifestos allegedly revealed a desire to harm black people. Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan.
We must do everything that we can. We must do everything that we can to dissuade this type of hate.
The shooting happened on the fifth anniversary of a shooting at the Jacksonville Landing that claimed the lives of two people. Russia's investigative committee confirms Wagner mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was killed in a plane crash. The committee said in a statement that after forensic testing, all 10 bodies recovered at the site of the crash were identified and the findings conform to the manifest of the plane. The 62-year-old Prigozhin was killed 2 months after he mounted a day-long mutiny against Russia's military that President Vladimir Putin described as treason, the Kremlin denying involvement. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is facing four criminal indictments, but he remains the frontrunner among Republican presidential candidates. Rival and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's This Week.
The truth is that, you know, we can't have a convicted felon as our nominee for president and expect we're going to win.
Trump legal spokesperson Alina Haba tells Fox News Sunday that the former president is innocent.
What is he going to have to be prepped for? The truth? You don't have to prep much when you've done nothing wrong.
The Trump campaign has raised over $7 million since his mugshot was released on Thursday. High school football players in Choctaw, Oklahoma were shocked during a game Friday night when gunshots rang out. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
The Choctaw Police Department in Oklahoma is pleading with the public to do the right thing and to step forward with any information about this shooting. They believe it started after two males got into a heated argument. A person of interest is described as a tall black male wearing red sweatpants. Two guns and eight rounds were found at the scene. Players, coaches, fans running for their lives after hearing gunshots from the visitor's side of the stadium. Three people were shot, including a 16-year-old male who died from his wounds. A 42-year-old male was shot in the chest but is in stable condition. And a young female was shot in the leg, treated, and released.
There have been no arrests in connection to the case. The body of a missing hiker has been found in Utah's Bryce Canyon National Park. Jean Howell of Arizona was reported missing on Friday after she failed to return from a hike. Her body was found within Campbell Canyon, just east of the Fairyland Loop. A cause of death has not been determined. Officials say during the hike, the area was targeted by a thunderstorm that caused flash flooding. Bryce Canyon, which turned 100 years old this year, is located in southern Utah, about 4 hours northeast of Las Vegas. I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.